two.
Amend six health and welfare contracts administered by the Bureau of Human Resources, Benefits and Wellness Office, effective July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2019.
And 443 while you're at it, please.
443, amend the City of Portland Employee Benefits Program to reflect necessary plan design changes as recommended by the Labor Management Benefits Committee and as administratively required by the Bureau of Human Resources for the city self-insured and insured plan offerings beginning July 1, 2014.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners, Anna Canwit, Director of Bureau of Human Resources, Kathy Bless, Manager of our Benefits and Wellness Office, is with me and is going to present the ordinances. Just briefly, one is to amend the six contracts we administer around our health plans, and the second authorizes plan design changes that have been recommended by our Labor Management Benefits Committee. As Kathy's going to explain, those changes are going being recommended to balance out costs associated with the Affordable Health Care Act mandates. Before I turn it over to Kathy, I just want to note for you the work that this office has done for the city in terms of not only managing our health care plans, but also implementing a very effective employee wellness program. But also is really, Kathy is taking a very strategic approach to how we're implementing the mandates from the Affordable Health Care Act. We will be coming back to each of you to talk about those in detail, but it is a large body of work, and I really commend her for putting this forward.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Kathy.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I am Kathy Bless, Benefits and Wellness Manager for the City of Portland. As part of the annual enrollment process, Council Items 442 and 443 amend health and welfare contracts in support of the benefit program and also establishes the City of Portland Employee Benefits Program, reflecting all the necessary administrative changes and plan design changes for the upcoming fiscal year. The City of Portland Employee Benefits Program identifies provisions of the premium payment plan, allowing for pre-tax deductions on health care benefits and flexible spending account elections. The document also identifies the provisions of the city's self-insured and insured health care plans, including administrative changes required by health care reform. As you know, the LMBC, the Labor Management Benefits Committee, is a collaborative group that meets monthly to discuss employee health, vision, and dental plan options offered to employees. The LMBC's charge is to make recommendations to council each fiscal year, and this is a culmination of that process. This year, the changes include modifications to the city core out-of-pocket maximums, chiropractic changes, cost-saving programs in support of end-stage renal disease, and other changes that are required by healthcare reform. The ACA requires that all co-pays, deductibles, and co-insurance apply towards a plan participant's yearly out-of-pocket maximum. And while this change is important to reform efforts and participants, it is also an adjustment that we must balance against the overall cost of the plan and the future costs in relation to other health care tax requirements beginning in 2018. For this change to be cost neutral to CityCorps, it requires us to increase the current out-of-pocket maximum to include the deductible from $2,500 per person to $3,500 per person. The CityCorps medical rate component will increase 6.6% for this year. There is no increase to the self-insured dental plan, and we've been able to hold those premiums flat since we went self-insured with our dental program in July of 2012. There is a 4% increase to the vision plan because of fees required by the ACA reform. We were also successful at holding the city net plan offered to PPA-covered sworn police officers at a 0% increase for medical and a 10% decrease on the ODS dental side. Kaiser plan increases were 0.92% and 1.7% on medical and dental for the larger group. Separate for sworn PPA members, there was a 2.69% increase on the medical side and a 14% increase on their Kaiser dental program. We expect Kaiser's ability to control its cost increases to be unsustainable in the near future as more ACA requirements are implemented. Significant plan design changes within Kaiser are expected over the coming renewals. And finally, last year I told you that we had worked with MOTA to develop an intensive chronic care management program that would significantly address our high-risk population and provide them with goal-oriented care and support to improve their quality of life, motivation, and self-responsibility. Healthy Foundations was launched October 1st of 2012 by sending out 20 invitations. Last spring, there were 40 participants. Last fall, when I came to report to you on the first year results, we had 77 participants, and currently we have 119 participants within the program and more invitations going out. We also have graduates of that program and great peer support within that group. I look forward to coming back to you in the fall for our second year results and discuss how the city continues to support the well-being of employees and their dependents. Plan design, cost, and chronic disease management continue to be difficult issues that our office looks to balance with appropriate solutions. Thank you for your support and your time today. And if you have any additional questions, I'm happy to answer them for you.
Thank you. Questions for Kathy or Anna? And is there anyone signed up to testify on these?
I did not have sign-up sheets for these two.
Okay. Well, then let's take a roll call on both. They're both emergency ordinances.
442. Bish?
Aye.
Novick?
Kathy, I just want to say, as always, how much I appreciate your creativity and dedication and the work you do. And I'm really glad that the Healthy Foundations program is as successful as it is and has gotten some positive attention. I hope other people will be modeling it. So, again, thank you very, very much.
Aye. Fritz?
When I was assigned to be the liaison to the wellness program in 2009, I attended several labor management benefit committee meetings and was completely impressed. And I know that we have a lot of both labor and management folks working very hard to contain costs. The costs of healthcare are staggering, $500 million for the city workers and their participants over the next 5 years for 8,900 participants, because we cover, of course, employees and their families in many instances. So it's about $10,000 per year in healthcare costs. It's really evident that, on average, that is. So it's really evidence that the Affordable Health Care Act is necessary, that we are going to need to make changes in light of that. It's interesting to hear that Kaiser Permanente is looking at making changes also. And it's an amazing improvement in the system that we're all embarked on. And I feel very confident with Kathy in charge, with Anna's oversight, and with the Labor Management Benefit Committee, that we are getting wise use of taxpayers' money for the benefits for our city employees, and I very much appreciate your work.
Thank you. Hales.
Thanks. Well, at a time where there's a lot of generalized criticism of government inefficiency and costs, you know, here we have a city where, thanks to these two women and their teammates, we brought in all of our labor agreements with a 0.9% cost of living adjustment against an actual cost of living increase, twice that, and we've kept healthcare costs under control while still providing people excellent benefits, which is what every employer should do in a very dynamic healthcare landscape. So I really appreciate the good work on all fronts. Thank you. Aye. Okay, second item, 443.
Bish?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. Saltzman?
Aye.
And I also want to thank all of our employees in the city of support, and in the sense of shared sacrifice, that there are increased out-of-pocket costs incorporated in this, and a recognition by our staff that everybody needs to make their contribution to make things more cost-effective. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye. Okay.
Thank you.